Bob Mitzia Daf Sadik Dalet. The mission says, Masna Shemachinum Lias Potter Meshua. A Shemachinum can make a t'nai when he accepts the Pikodoin that he's going to be Potter for making a Shua. And he'll be named to say that it was stolen and the like without having to swear. Vashayel Lias Potter Meshalim. Likewise, a Shayel can make a t'nai with a Mashal that he's not going to have to pay for Einzim or for Gneva Naveda. The Mishnah says, likewise, a Shomer Socher can make a t'nai to be potter from Shua and from paying for Gneva Naveda. Now, when the Mishnah says, Mas Shemachinim Liyos Potter Meshua, it doesn't say that a Shemachinim can make a t'nai to be potter from paying as well, like it says by Shayel and Shomer Socher. Now, according to most Shittas, according to most Rishayim, according to most Poiskim, the halacha would apply to Shemachinim as well. If a Shemachinim was masna, that he's not going to have to pay for pshia and a chanami liyipater. The Shita brings Reini Yonis and says the reason the mission doesn't say that, the mission just says that masna Shemachinim liyos potter meshua, not from paying, is because it'll be very rare for a person to be mafkit something by Shemachinim and pater the Shemachinim from paying, even if he's pesheya. If the mafkit does that, he basically gave it to the nifkad without holding responsible for anything, even for pshia, it's not likely such a thing is going to happen, therefore the Mishnah doesn't say it. But most Rishayim, as we said, hold that it really makes no difference to halacha. If the mafkid was maskim, and he gave a pikodin to the Shemachinim, as the Shemachinim said, he's going to be potter from paying even for pshia, the halacha will not be that the Shemachinim will be potter. However, the Hagos Ashri brings Rabbeinu Baruch that holds that in such a case where the Shemachinim made a t'nai that he's not going to have to pay for pshia as well, the halacha would be that the Shemachinim would be chai if such a t'nai wouldn't work. As the Mishnah says, Master Shemachinim li is potter mishuah, he's potter only from mishuah. The Mishnah doesn't tell us a bigger chiddush that he'd be potter from paying as well. Therefore, the Hagos Ashri holds that if he made a t'nai to be potter from paying, that t'nai will not work. And the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Shiloh Semen Aleph writes that, of course, the Hagos Ashri is moida, that if the Nifkat said, if the Shemachinim said, I'm not accepting a chrayis at all, of course, he'll be potter, even if it's Peshaya. However, in a case where he accepted a chrayis shmir, he became a shemir, he just made a t'nai on being a Shemachinim, on the condition that I'm not going to be chayiv or pshia, in such a case, the Hagos Ashri says he's chayiv. If he is totally not a shemir, he doesn't accept the Chayei Shmir at all, in such a case, he'll be potter. But the Mishnah is talking about where he accepted a Chayei Shmir, just the Masna that he's going to be potter from Shia, that won't work. Now what's Pshat? Why not? How is that any different than when the Shoyel is Masna that he won't have to pay for Einus? Or Shemesachar pattering himself from Gnei Bavaveda? So, L'choy we have to say to explain the Hagos Ashri that he holds, like the Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam holds that although there's no shmira for avodim shtarois or karkois, the Gemara in the fourth perek learns from a kol prater kol, there's no shvuas hashaymerin, there's no chivei tashlumei shmira, he doesn't have to pay if he's a shaymer sachar and it was stolen, if it's an evid or karka or a shtar. Nevertheless, by pshia the Rambam holds that pshia by these things, a shaymer is chayiv. And the Rambam explains, because pshia is not just a regular chiyuv of shomrin, it actually is a din comparable to one of a mazik. If somebody is mazik, avodim, shtoris, or karkois, of course he's going to have to pay. The kalo prata klal, the miut, that's a mayat, avodim, shtoris, or karkois, from chiyuvei shmira, from shvuas shomrin, and from paying, that's only from gneva veda or einsin. But by pshia, since pshia is a mazik, the shomer is chayiv even for avodim shtaris v'karkois. L'chayim, we're going to have to say that the Hagos Ashri holds, like the Rambam, that pshia is midin mazik, and therefore he can't be masna to be mazik the mafkid chayfas. Now we're going to have to say that according to the Hagos Ashri, this halacha is not comparable to the halacha of somebody who gets a pikodin and the mafkid says krak susi v'potter. It's given to Maldas to be ripped that the halacha is that the Nifkat is potter. So you see, one can make such a t'nai. The difference is, according to the Hagos Ashri, that over there the mafkid said to be potter, who was given to him al das to be ripped, so then the nifkad who rips it is potter. However, over here the nifkad said that the mafkid didn't say it, so as long as the mafkid doesn't say crack susi, as long as it doesn't say you can be mazik the chayfetz, even if the nifkad made such a tnai, it won't be chal. That's what we're going to have to say. Otherwise, it's going to be shver from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Gimel that crack susi be potter. He's actually potter. Now the Mishnah continues. Call a masal machkos b'atayir tnai bottle. Somebody who makes a tnai against what it says in the Torah, the tnai is bottle and the mice is kaim. The classic case for that is somebody who's mekadesh and isha al manas that he's not chayiv to give her sherkshus v'ayinu. The halacha is she's mekudeshes and the tnai is not valid because it's masal machkos b'atayir. Now Tosfos asks a kashrim sechtik subas achnun vav. How could it be that she's mekudeshes because masal machkos b'atayir tnai bottle? The Maisa, he said very clearly, according to Mary, he has to make it tnai kofel. He has to say the positive side and the negative side. He says, I'm a kandishu, I'm going to ask that I don't have to give you sherek susva'ina. And if I have to give you sherek susva'ina, you shouldn't be mekudeshes. He said clearly, he doesn't want the kedushin to be chal. If he's chayv and sherek susva'ina, how is it possible to say that she's mekudeshes and he's chayv and sherek susva'ina? So, Tosfos answers that really all of Tnaim is a Chiddush. Without the parsha of Negadu Bnei Ruvain to tell us that there's a Chiddush of Tnaim, I'd say a person does an act of Kiddushin, he can make all the Tnaim he wants. He makes a Maisa Kinyan, he can make Tnaim from today till tomorrow, the Kinyan is Chal, and the Tnai really has no effect. The Torah was Machadesh that we learn from Negadu Bnei Ruvain, there's a parsha of Tnaim. That has a checklist. It has to be comparable to different facets of the Tnai that Moshe Rabbeinu made with Negadu Bnei Ruvain. One of those facets that Gemara understands is that it wasn't against what it says in the Torah. If it's Masal Mashkos Batayra, true, he declared that he doesn't want to do the Kedushin if he's Chayv and Sherek Susva'ina. Nevertheless, he made a Maisa Kedushin. He wants to be Mevatel the Kedushin with the Kayach of this new parish called Tnaim. Since it's Masal Mashkos HaBatayra, it does not consider it a valid Tanai. And therefore, the Maisa condition remains, and the Tanai is bottle. That's Shitas HaTaisis. Now really, it's a tremendous Chiddush. Because, true, in the Parsha of Tanayim, this Tanai won't be considered valid. But Lamaisa, he didn't have Das, he didn't have Rotsain to make the condition in such a Oifan. So Rav Elchanan and Ksubis over there explains Shitas HaTaisis that when somebody does a full ma'isa, but he makes it tnai, it's not that he didn't do the act only al das, the kiyum of the tnai. He made a full ma'isa kedushin. He said afterwards, al manas, shein l'chalai sherek susva'ayna. If the tnai is not chal, so then he's left with a ma'isa kedushin. He brings a raya from the halacha that if somebody's megarish a woman, he says that the gerushin is chutz m'lepleini, that klape one person, the gerushin is not chal, the halacha is that it's not considered krisus, it's not a valid get. Whereas if he makes a tnai al manash leti nasi l'pleini, he tells a woman al manas that she doesn't marry somebody else, there's no chasar in the get. That's a valid get, and she has to keep the tnai. Because the tnai is something peripheral, it's called tnai milsa achriti. It's something that's not really part and parcel of the act of the Kedushin of the Gerushin. It's another parsha that Torah allowed somebody to add on to a chalos that he makes. Therefore, when a person makes a Kedushin with a Tanai, it's not that he constricted the Maisa Kedushin. It's a full Maisa Kedushin. There's grata, a new parsha called Tanayim, that Torah is machadish, a person can add, can stipulate to his Maisa Kedushin, if it's not a valid Tanai. So the Kedushin is considered a proper Maisa Kedushin, it's valid, and the Tanai falls by the wayside, and therefore the Maisa is Chal. So when there's Mekadosh Nisha al Manash She'en La Olav Sherek Susva'ina, he made a Maisa Kedushin. There's a new parasha called Tanayim that can be Mevatel the Kedushin if the Tanai isn't Mekuyim. If the Tanai is not a valid Tanai, so the Kedushin is Chal, and the Tanai, as we said, falls by the wayside. Now, still, it's a chiddush. Even after we explain Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach, it's not so posh. It's still, we could easily understand that the kedushin shouldn't be valid because Lamaisa has no kavanah, there's no rasin for the kedushin. There is another mahalach that the Rishonim used to answer Tosfos Kasha, the Rosh, the Ritva, and others explain that the reason Masal Mashkas Abateiro is Tanai Batal is not because of what Tosfos answers, that it's a new parsha, that the Torah was Machadish, and if it's not done properly, it won't be Chal. Rather, they say that when a person makes the Tanai against what it says in the Torah, when he has Masal Mashkas Abateiro, he really doesn't mean it. It's called Mafligo B'dvarim, he's tam saying nonsense when he's Mekadish a woman. He doesn't mean it at all, and therefore the Tanai is going to be batal and the Kedushin are chal. Alright, now let's go further in the Mishnah. Kol Tanai, sheyesh ma'isa b'tchilosei Tanai batal. Any Tanai that there's a ma'isa at first, the Tanai is batal. What does that mean? Rashi explains that if when he made the Tanai, he said the ma'isa that he's doing before he mention the Tanai is batal. If he says, tells a woman, Harei Mekudeshesli al Manas, Satsun Shatzer Tanai, there he made the Tanai after he mentioned the Maisa, such a Tanai is batal. He has to mention the Tanai first, and then the Maisa. That's why by Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain, it says, Im Yavru, if they go across and fight for Kal Yisrael, then Satam Lehem, you'll give them the land Mevar Yadin. If they don't go, then they don't get it. Likewise, by Yaakovinu, he says, Im Tassali Adover, if you do this Tanai for me, Oshuva Eretzaincha, I'll go and watch your sheep. He mentions the Tanai before he mentions the mice. That Shitas Rashi, and that's how came out all the Rishonim learn. However, there's a very fascinating Shitas Rambam who explains this Mishnah in an entirely different manner. The Rambam understands that the halach of Maisa Kredim Tanai is going to be battle with Tanai. It's in such a case. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halachadal writes, Elam Omer Lo, Harayat Mekudeshes Li B'dinner Zeh. If a man told a woman, he's Mekadesh her with a dinner. V'nosan HaDinner B'yonah, he put the dinner on her hand. V'hishlim HaTanai, and then he mentioned the Tanai of Omer. And potentially, Masayim Zuz, if you give me 200 Zuz, Tim Mekudeshes, V'im Loitet Ni Loitet Mekudeshes. He puts Kiddush in her hand, he tells her Mekudeshesli, and then he mentions the Tanai. The Rambam says, Harei HaTanai Batal. The Tanai is going to be invalid in that case. Neshehikdim HaMaisa, because he first did the Maisa, the act of Kiddush, and Menasan B'yada, he gave the Kiddush in her hand. V'achkach Yisna, afterwards, he made the Tanai, V'afal Pisha, Kol B'tech Dibur, it doesn't matter. The Tanai is going to be invalid because it was said after the Maisa took place. It's not like Rashi and most of the Rishonim that say the halacha of Maisa Kodem L'Tanai is Mevatel L'Tanai, it's talking about the Seder Advarim, the chronology, what was said first. Rather, according to the Rambam, it's totally what was done first. If the Maisa was done before the saying of the Tanai, in such a case, the Tanai is going to be Mevatel. The Ravid is very upset with this. Omar Avram Loizu Aderach. Elafilo Omar HaKoyl Kodem HaMaisa. Even if he said everything before the Maisa Kedushin. He gave her the Kedushin after he said it. If he said the Tanai before the saying of the Maisa will be Chal. If he mentioned the Maisa before he mentioned the Tanai, it's not going to be Chal because it's not comparable to the Tanai of Negor Meruvin. Now, the Shittas HaRambam L'Chayr is a Pella, the way the Ravid asks, by Negor Meruvin. The story was that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Tanai. He told him, if you go over to Israel, you fight with Bnei Yisrael, you, the Bnei Gadim, Bnei Reuven, can keep the Evra Yardi. And if you don't, you won't keep it. There, the Tanai was Kodem L'Maisa, the Amira of the Tanai, before the Amira of the Maisa. So why does the Rambam extrapolate from there that you need the Tanai before the actual Maisa, but it doesn't matter how you say the Tanai, whether you say the Tanai first or the Maisa first. Over there you see Moshe Rabbeinu was makbet to say the Amiras HaTanai before the Amiras HaMaisa. So, Davni Miluim in Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Koton Beis, explains that the Maisa that the Rambam understood by Bnei Gadim Bnei Reuven was actually the Chalois of the Minu Yashlichos. there wasn't actual Maisa by the case of Moshe Rabbeinu when they got a Meiruve. He was being Mamana Yeshua as a Shliach. As Gemara Suba says, Kol Tanai She'efshel Kaimai De Shliach, any Tanai that you can Mekaim through a Shliach is a Tanai. If you can't be Mekaim through a Shliach, it's not considered a Tanai. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tanai with Yeshua. Yeshua was a Shliach to be Mechalik Ever Yardin to Negar Meiruvin. Al Kol Panim, there was a Maisa there. It wasn't just an Amira of a Tanai with an Amira of a Maisa. It was actually an Amira of a Tanai before the Chalois of the Maisa. It was the Tanai. If they go over the Yardin to fight for Klal Yisrael, then Yeshua, I'm making you a Shliach to Mechalik Ever Yardin to Negar Meiruvin. Therefore, the Rambam holds that when it says you need Tanai Kodim Maisa, it means you have to say the Tanai before actually doing the Maisa of the Chalois. But you can say the Maisa of the Tanai before saying the Tanai itself. Reb Chaim, in a Sefer LaRambam, has a different mahalach to explain the Machloikas, the Rambam and the Raivin. Reb Chaim explains that by the case of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, when Moshe Rabbeinu told them that if they do the Tanai, if they go over the Yardin to fight, they'll keep every Yardin. Since that was Al Pi Adibur, technically the Chalois, the Kiyum of the Matana, was right then and there. By telling them, when Satam Lehem, that they'll get Ever Yardin, that Gufu was the Matana. That Gufu was where there were Zaycha in it. So therefore, the Rambam holds, when we see that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Tanai before telling them they're going to keep the land, that's really a Tanai before the actual Chalois of the Maisa, before the actual Kinyan. So therefore, the Rambam extrapolates from there that when you make a Tanai, you have to do the Tanai before doing the actual Maisa, the actual Chalois. It wasn't just an Amir of an Asatam Lahem as Ever Yardin. It wasn't just that he was telling them they're going to give them the Ever Yardin. Actually, there was a Haknoah, a Schia by them at that point, and therefore the Rambam learns that you need to say the Tanai before doing the Maisa, not necessarily say the Tanai before saying the Maisa. That's it, the Rambam. However, Reb Chaim explains the Raivid. The Raivid argues in the Rambam, of course he understands that the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven were Zaycha in Ever Yardin Al Pi Adibor, and there was a Maisa that happened in that place. However, by Tnoim, there is a halacha that one must say the Maisa as well. Reb Chaim says, according to the Shita that holds, that Gerushin doesn't need Dibur. It can be done b'shtika, it can be done in silence. In Kiddushin we find there are different ifanim, there are different cases where a person can make Kaddish Nation and not say anything. If somebody wants to make Tnai in those cases, he can't just say the Tnai. There is a halacha that by Mishpatei Atronim one must say, Hein Koyim Lalav, Tnai Koyim Lamaisa. There's ways of saying it. There's Tnai Kofel. All those things, even if he could do the Maisa B'shtika, even if it'll be Chal. Nevertheless, if he wants to make a Tnai, there is a part of the Mishpatei Atronim is to say the Tnai, and to say the Maisa, and to say Hein Koyim Lalav, Tnai Koyim Lamaisa, and Tnai Kofel. But saying the Maisa is an integral part of the din of making a Tnai. Therefore, even in a case where you don't need an Amira, but when he wants to make a Tanai, he's going to have to be Masna, the Tanai Koyim Lamaisa. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tanai with Bnei God Bnei Reuven, even though there was a Maisa there, but saying Unasatam Lahem, Eseres HaGilod, true it was the Chalois of the Maisa, but it also was part of making the Tanai. Part of the Amir Satanai is saying the Tanai and the Maisa. Therefore, the Ravid says that we learn from here that the Amiras HaTnai has to be before the Amiras HaMaisa. So Reb Chaim really says that there are two components in this that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if they complete their Tanai, there's also the Chalois, Al Pi Adibur, that they got it, then they were Zoich in it, and also that was part of the Amiras HaTnai, saying that they will get it, saying the Maisa, that they will be Zoich in every Yardin. According to the Rambam understands it's more mistaber to learn that this halacha of Tanai Kodim Lamaisa will relate to the actual Chalois HaMaisa, to the actual doing of the giving over of the land, or in other words, the Maisa by any case of Kiddushin, so the Tanai has to be said before the actual Maisa of Kiddushin, or by Gerushin the same. According to the Ravid, it's more mistaber to learn that this halacha of Tanai Kodim Lamaisa is going to refer to the Amira of the Maisa, that it has to be done after the Amira of the Tanai, just like there was an Amira of a Maisa after the Amira of the Tanai by Bnei God uvnei Ruven. Although that Amira of Nesatim Maseres HaGilad actually entailed the Chaloisa Maisa, but it also entailed the Chalik of making the Tanai, of saying the Tanai, as there's a din in Amiras HaTanai to say the Amiras HaMaisa also, and since the Amiras HaTanai was before the Amiras HaMaisa, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rav holds it's more mistaber to connect the Halacha Tanai Kavod LaMaisa to that aspect of the Amir of Nesatim LeAseres HaGilad, and not to the aspect of the actual Chalois of being Zeicha in Eivar Yardin. Now let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why can a Shem Rechinim be Masna to be part of from being Nishba, i.e. is a Masna Mashakasa Batayra? So the Gemara answers, it's going like Rabbi Huda that holds Darish of Mamayin tonight. Kayim, that one can be Masna Mashakasa Batayra if it's in relation to Mamayin. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Huda, it's going according to Rabbi Meir, because later on in the Mishnah it says that you need Tanai Kodim Lamais, Rabbi Huda doesn't hold that. So the Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara answers, that it says in the Mishnah, in the Reish, Master Shemachinim, Lias Potter Mishvua, that's going even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Master Mashakasa Batayra in by Dorish Mamma and Tanoi is not Kaim. If that's the case, why is the Tanai valid in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says to me, Korli Shibid Nafshe. Originally, when he accepted the Pikodin, he wasn't Meshabit himself to swear if he's a Shemachinim or if he's a Shail to pay for Einsim. Since originally he wasn't Meshabit himself, even Reb Meir is Maida that the Tanai works in such a situation. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, this is not considered someone who's Masnal Mashikos about Torah. When a Shayel makes a Tanai that he's not going to have to pay for Einsim, or when the Shemachino makes a Tanai he's not going to have to swear that it wasn't a Pshia, that's not Masnal Mashikos about Torah. Rashi explains, he's telling him, I don't want to be your shamer. Elo b'kacha. Only in the conditions that I'm making. V'shamer l'nachas l'shmira ad l'mashach l'beheima. And the shamer does not become a shamer until he does mashicha on the chayfetz that he's watching on. The beheima, Rashi says, is a mashal. And this fellow, when he's mashach, he already said al manas that I'm not going to have to swear. Melo, Rashi says, he did not be meshabin himself to be a shamer, only partially. What he accepted shmira upon himself, he's considered a shamer. What he didn't accept, he's not considered a shamer. He's not going to swear because he made a tie. He's not going to swear. He's not going to be chayiv and einsim if he's a shayel, for example, if he was masna they shouldn't, because he didn't accept derech ray shmira. Somebody's Makadish a woman, and he tells her, he's Makadish al Manas, that she doesn't have a tree of Shekhsus Vaina on him. That Rashi says, when he told her, you're Makadish to me, she's Makadish to him at that point. When he makes a Tanai that he doesn't have to do Shekhsus Vaina, he's Masal Mashkos of Taira. Why? There's no such a thing as issues of Kiddush and L'chatzayin. When the Torah gives the power to a man to Mekadosh and Isha, there's no such a thing that he can change, alter what Chalois the Torah said. V'chitofes Kiddush and L'gamri tofes. When the Kiddush were tofes entirely, and the Tanaim he makes are invalid because of Mashal Mashakos of Bat Torah. That's Rashi. Now the Raman has a hard time understanding Rashi. Rashi would be mashma from his words, is making a chiluk that by Pikadoin, since he said the Tanai before he made Mashicha, he was never nachas such a shmira. He was nachas to a quasi shmira, not to a full shmira, and therefore he's not chayiv for more than he was masna. Mashen came by Kiddushin. Once he said the Rebbe Kudashusly, she's Mekudashus. And then when he tells him, Manasha Elach Alai, Sherexus Vaino, he's masna Mashikosu Vatoino. Ask the Rambam, what do you mean? We're going according to a mayor that it's always Tanai Karol Maisa. Before he said Arayim Kudeshesli, he told her, I'm not saying L'chalai Sheikh Susvaina. So how do we draw the difference between Kiddushin and by Shimon over here? Taisus Inksubis, Daftin Vavon Beis asks the same Kasha. If you're going to learn like Rashi, it's going to be Shver that by Kiddushin, just like by Shimon, he said the Tanai before the Maisa, so therefore, in both cases, may Karlai Shibin Nafshe, according to the way Rashi explains the Gemara over here, So why is the Kedushin Chal and the Tra invalid according to Remeir? Elamah, there must be another way to explain the difference between Kedushin and Shomrin, to explain differently what the Gemara meant, Meikar L'Shibet Nafshei. So the Ramban explains that since by Kedushin there's no such a halois, there's no such a entity as Kedushin without Sherek Sos Va'ina, therefore when it was Mekadisher, he was Mekadisher with all the trimmings. I made it tonight, it's not going to be Chal. However, by Shomrim, when he makes a Tanai that he's not going to be Chayiv in Shvuos or in certain Tashlumen, in that case, really what he's saying is that he's not becoming a Shayil or Shomrachinim. He's not entering that parasha of Shomrim. Meikar L'Shibet Nafshei means he never became a Shomer. He's creating his newest status. It's a quasi-Shomer. It's a semi-Shayil, whatever it is. He's making up his own thing. He's not becoming a Shomer that Torah was Machayiv. Therefore, it's not comparable to Kedushin, where he's saying a Chalais HaTayr of Kedushin. He's just trying to tweak it with his Tanayim. That, of course, won't work. Taisus and Ksubas, however, gives two different Mahalchim to explain the difference between Shomrim and Kedushin. Taisus' first Mahalch there says that, of course, Masal Mashkasa B'Torah is not going to be Chal. You can't change any of the Gedarim that the Torah established. However, by Shomrim, since the Torah was marred by several different kinds of Shomrim, there's a Shayil, there's a Shomer Chinam, there's a Shomer Sachar, therefore, in this case, since the Torah gave separate options, even though he happens to be a Shayil, if he wants to change his status to be a Shomer Sachar or a Shomer Chinam, or if a Shomer Sachar wants to become a Shomer Chinam or have the status of a Shayil, the same way, in such a case, it's not considered Masal Mashkasa B'Torah, because really he's just switching from one status the Torah gave to another. That's not as extreme. That's not considered so much a Masal Mashkasa B'Torah, and therefore the Tanai will be Chal. Parenthetically, one could ask that that makes sense by Shomer Sachar and by Shayil, but by Shomer Chinam saying that he's going to be Potter from Shvua or Tashlumen, as we said earlier. There, the Torah never gave a status of a Shomer who is not Chayiv at all. So there, it's taka not so pashut to learn this Mahalach and Taisvus. Because when we patter Shomer Chinam, he's not switching laterally to another status of Shomer. Unless we're going to say, which would probably seem to be a bit of a deichik, that Taisvus means to say that we find a Shomer Chinam who's Potter, or any Shomer who's Potter from paying and from Shvua by Avod Mishtaris V'Kakois, we see there is such a level called Shmir, therefore, even if a Shomer Chinam wants to patter himself in Gansen, it still would work as it is just switching over to a different status of Shomer. But as we said, L'chayr, that's a bit of a deichik. Taisa's second teretz is to explain the difference between Kedushin and Shomer, and why by Kedushin Rameir holds that Tanai is not going to be valid, it's Masal Mashkasa B'Torah, and we don't say the Svar of Meikar L'Shibet Nafshei, whereas by Shomer, if he changes his status of Shomer through a Tanai, the Tanai is valid. Taisa says, Inami Shaini Hosam de Chayvosai Torah Shomer Sachar al Shalakeh Sar. The Torah was Machayv Shomer Sachar to pay for Gnei Aveda because he's getting paid for watching. Shail has to pay even for Einzin because Kalanash Shaloi. In that case, the Torah says that a person who accepts such a Pikodin B'Sachar, or he accepts a Chayfetz B'Hashalah by borrowing, he's Meshavet himself to the Chiyuvim that the Torah writes. It's a normal thing for a person to be Meshavet himself as a Shayil for everything, a Shomer Sachar for Gnei Aveda, a Shomer Chinam for Pshia. It's self-understood that the Shomer is going to be Meshavet himself to what the Torah said. However, if he expressly says he's not Meshavet himself, so then the Torah is not going to Mechayiv. It's not that the Torah says that a Shayil is Chayiv Weinstein. It's the Torah says the Shayil is definitely Meshabin himself because he's getting Kol Anash Shalai, where he expressly stipulated that he's not Meshabin himself. In such a case, the Torah is not Mechayiv him to pay for Einzim. Whereas by Kedushin, it's not that he's Meshabin himself Meshek Susvayna. The Torah is Mechayiv him Meshek Susvayna. And therefore, he can make all the time he wants. It's not going to be Chal because he's Masna al Mashikosov Batayra. Now, getting back to the Gemara continues, Tana Umasna Shemar Sachal Yos Kishayil. Tana learned that a Shomer Sachar can upgrade his chiyuv to be like a Shayil. He can be chayiv even for Einzim. In the Mishnah, it just says that a shayla could downgrade to a shomer sachar, to a shomer chinam, likewise a shomer sachar, likewise a shomer chinam. It doesn't say anything about upgrading his status to chayiv more than he does have to midin Torah. The Tana is now machadish that he can also upgrade his chiyuv to be chayiv for more than he really has to be. Now, there are actually two girsas in the Gemara. We just read Master Shomer Sachar liyos kishayil. Only a shomer sachar does the Gemara talk about that he can upgrade his chiyuv. However, there's another girsa in the Rishayim that reads Master Shomer Chinam liyos kishayil. A shomer chinam can actually upgrade his chiyuv to be like a shayil. We'll see later on, Bezer Hashem, what this machlekes is based on, how to be girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how do we say that the shomer chinam can upgrade his chiyuv to be chayv like a shayil, b'may, b'dvarim? Just because he said so, how can he mischayv just with his words? Amar Shmuel b'shekanu miyadai. Shmuel says it's talking about that he made a ma'isa kinyan. Reichen amar afil temim b'shekanu miyadai. Reichen says even without a ma'isa kinyan, he can upgrade his chayv. Why? Because b'hani ano, the kanofik like kolod, inish me'amnuhu, for the hano that the shomer chinam gets, or the shomer sachar gets, by being mighty a coil on himself that he is a trustworthy person, gomer meshaben nafshe, because people are going to hear that the mafkid trusted the nifkad with his chayfetz, that itself is a hanoah that the nifkad gets, so he can mischayiv for that hanoah to pay like a shayil, not just like a regular shomer. That's the Gemara. Now, getting back to the first heritage, Shmuel answers b'shekonu miyadai, and therefore the chiyuv of Master Shomer Chinam liyos kishayil is chal. Now, Tyson Baba Basra Daf Gimel Amud Aleph explains that the reason that's not a kinyan dvarim is because he's meshabed his guf. He's not making a kinyan to mischayiv to be a shayil, to watch it like a shayil, to have a dinam like a shayil. That would be a kinyan dvarim. There's nothing tangible. There's no clear chiyuv. However, when he makes a chiyuv through a kinyan that he's going to be meshabed his guf to pay for the chayfetz like a shayil, that's a actual kinyan. It's not just a kinyan dvar. Now the Ravid asks a kasha on this teretz of Shmuel. Shmuel says b'shkanu miyadai, and therefore the nifkat to be masna to upgrade his chiyuv as a shomer. Ask the Ravid, what are the kinyan? The tnai came b'shas ma'isa. When he took the pikadon, he was masna that he's going to have a higher chiyuv. The Ravid says, kol t'nai shu b'shas ma'isa miskayim b'lay kinyan. The Ravid has a kasha and he blabs sarachiyun. Whenever a person takes a chayfetz on certain t'nayim, you don't need a ma'isa kinyan to determine and establish what kind of a chiyuv will have. Just the mirror should do the trick. And that's the Ravid's kasha and he blabs sarachiyun. The Rashba answers, a mirror won't work over here. We don't find anywhere that a person is going to be mischayiv ba'amira without any hanoah that it's receiving in return. If he gets hanoah through a halva, or he becomes a shomer sachar, or he's making money in it, or he's becoming a shayil, that the entire hanoah of the use of the chayfetz is his, in such a case it's obviously understood why he can be mechayiv himself more than he really has to. Likewise, if Reuven tells Shimon to give something to Levi, even though it's just an amira, he can say he'll be nischayev to reimburse Shimon, even though Reuven himself wasn't nana, but Levi was nana. That's Tayrus Arif. However, if there's no hano, a person can't be nischayev by amir ba'alma, even when he took the chayfetz, even b'shas ma'isa, as the Ravid calls it. And really, the Rashba says, it's really shver in the other direction, Adarabu. Why does a shomer chinam have to pay for pshia? He wasn't nana anything. So the Rashba says that since the mafkid was relying on the nifkad to watch the chayfetz, so if there's a pshia, it's something like a mazik. The Rashba calls it a korv lamazik, and therefore he'll have to pay for pshia. But l'schayev ba'insin, how could he mischayev? To mischayev ba'amir, there has to be something that he receives in return for this chayves to work. Therefore, the Gemara asks, b'may b'dvarim. He is mischayev b'dvarim. How could that work? He didn't receive anything in return. So Shmuel Tak answers, there was a ma'isa kinyan. Reichen says, even without a ma'isa kinyan, he's receiving in return the hanoah that people speak about him, that he's a trustworthy person, and therefore for that hana he can mischayev to be like a shayel. Parenthetically, you see from the Rashba, the way he's learning the Gemara over here, it's talking about a shayel rechina, because al shayel sachar and shayel, the Rashba didn't have a problem understanding why he could mischayev ba'amir ba'alma. The Gemara's kasha wasn't on Shem Rechinam and Shail. He's being nana. The Gemara's kasha was on Shem Rechinam. He's not being nana anything. How can he mischayev anything more than the Torah was mechayev him? So you see that the Rashba's gears in the Gemara was Masna Shem Rechinam liyas kishayel, not Masna Shem Rechinam. And on that the Gemara asks, B'mai, B'dvarim, how could he be mischayev B'dvarim? Now, getting back to the other parts of the Gemara, Rechinam answers, it's talking about that there wasn't a kinyan. Masna Shem Rechinam, or Shem Rechinam, whichever gears you're going to learn, Lias Kishayel is talking about without a kinyan. I, how is the Hischaimus works? Bayano that he gets, that people say about him that he is a trustworthy person, therefore it's considered that he received something, he was nana, and therefore he can mischayev for that. Now, Yesh Lodun, one can ask if that it says Masna Shem Rechinam, Lias Kishayel, what about the Masna Shem Rechinam, Lias Kishayel? Can a Shem Rechinam upgrade himself, not all the way to like a Shail, but like a Shem Rechinam? Now, one may wonder, what's the Shail of Bechlal? We'll see the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph. Sivkot Mechav Beis brings a Merasa Son. And really, the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis, Halachates, Melchas Chiris also brings this idea that they both say this Shail that we just asked, if a Shem Rechinam can upgrade his Chiyu to be like that of a Shem Rechinam, is really totally in two Terutzim and Taisvis, but Matzia Daf Nuches. Taisvis asks the Kasha, the Gemara over there says that a Shem Rechinam is not going to be Chayiv for Shmira on Karkois, on Avodim, on Shtaris. And the Gemara brings a Braisa that's Mochach, that there is a Chiyuv for a Shem Rechinam on watching a field, and if he didn't do a proper shmir, he's going to have to pay. So the Gemara says, it's talking about he made a ma'aseh kinyan to mischayev, and therefore he's going to have to pay for not doing a proper shmir. But without a kinyan, he's not going to be chayev. And it's mashma, even if he said it'll be mischayev, it won't make a difference until he makes a ma'aseh kinyan. Ask Taisus, we just mentioned Shitas Rabbi Yechon over here in our Gemara, Daf Tzadik Dalet, that he holds for the know that he gets become a trusted person. So likewise over here, if he has hanah that people are going to realize that he's a trustworthy person, that's why he's taken as a shomer sachar for the field. That should be enough to be a catalyst to allow the chiyuv to come about, even b'amir without a kinyan. It's l'chayr stirin rebeichram. So Tais answers two terutzim. Tais first terutz is that we say that someone can be masna to upgrade his chiyuv as a shomer without a kinyan, that's only for something that really there is chiyuv shvu on it. So he can upgrade his status, he can upgrade his chiyuv. It's something you'd have to swear on and something you have to pay for anyways. So true, till now, without being masna, had a din of a Shem Rechinam or a Shem Rechinam. Now that he's being masna, he has a din of a Shail. However, something that's potter from Tashlumen and even from Shvua, Karka, Avadim, Shtaris, those things have no Chiyuv Shmir at all. There's no Shvua on it, there's no Tashlumen on it. It's B'chlal not in the Parasha of Shaimrin, such an object, if somebody accepts Shmir, even if he's Meschayiv, to upgrade his status of a Shomer to be Chayiv, it won't work. It has to be somewhat in the parasha of Shomer, so you can make it from a low-level Chiyuv Shmira to a higher level. But if there's no Chiyuv Shmira at all, like Karka, one can't be Masan B'dibur, even if he is having Hana. That's why it's his first Teretz. So his second Teretz is, Inami, the reason we need a Maisa Kinyan to Mechayiv a Shomer Sachar and Karkois, whereas by Masna Shomer Sachar Lias Kishar, we don't say that. The same svar applies to both cases. Since the Shomer Sachar, or the Shomer Rechinam, upgraded himself to the status of a Shail, the pshat that he's chayiv is svur ma'olam shehishalay. People are going to think, he has to pay for it. Since he probably is a Shail, he's probably a borrower. Only because the koil goes out, people know that Reuven actually lent Shimon his object, didn't give it to him, b'tayra shmira. What's going on is that people hear that the person was really Shemar Chinam, but he accepted Chiyuvei Shoyel. People are not going to know that's what happened, that it was just an upgrade. People think that he's Taka Shoyel. And that's a real Hanah. Everybody's going to say, look, you see, Reuven lent his thing to Shimon. Shimon must be a trustworthy fellow. We can obviously lend him our cars, our money, our chafotzim. But in the Gemara in Daf Nun Ches, it's talking about that he's being masnati and is chayiv to be a Shemar Sachar. Just to upgrade from Ptur to be chayiv as a Shemar Sachar, that's not such a big Hanah. People aren't going to think that he's such a trustworthy person. Having a koil go out that people trust him to be a Shemar Sachar is not the same thing as people trusting him to be a Shail, and therefore there's no major Hanah, and therefore it's not enough of a reason to be mischayiv ba'amir ba'am without a Maisa Kenyan. That's Taisa's second teretz. Now, according to Taisa's second teretz, it comes out that unless he's being mischayiv to be like a Shail, and thus getting people to think he actually is a Shail, if one doesn't have the Hanah of getting a koil out that he's a Shail, he's that trustworthy, without that, he's not going to be chayiv b'amir ba'amli. You'll need a ma'aseh kinyan. Therefore, in a case where a shomer chinam was masna to be like a shomer sachar, according to second teretz, it's not going to create a chiyuv of a shomer sachar. He'll stay at the status of a shomer chinam. I by anor, there's no major anor. The major anor is when people think he's actually a shayel. However, according to Taisa's first teretz, as long as he's in the parsha of a shomerim, if it's an object that has chiyuv shmir, at least like a shomer chinam, so he can upgrade that to a shayel or to a shomer sachar, whatever he'd like. Now the shach in Sim Samach Vav Sifkan Kuf Chav Tes writes a teretz Taisa's kasha. It could be that's really pshat in Taisa's first teretz. The shach explains that by avodim shtaris v'karkois, the reason you need a ma'aseh kinyan is chayiv is because without it, how can he mechayiv himself? Ba'amira, without a kinyan. It's not going to work. There's no mechanism. If it's something that's b'teiras shaimrim, it's not avodim shtaris v'karkois, regular chayfetz. So when he says he's mukhan to have the din of a shayel, not just the shomer chinam, the idea behind that is he's like saying, harinu kilus kabalti. It's as if I became a shayel on this chayfetz. Even if he's not a shayel, but he can say that I got it as a shayel. If it's something that even if he was a shayel, he wouldn't be chayiv, so how could he be mischayiv without a ma'aseh kinyan? How could he say that if he's a shayel on karkois or shtarois, that he's kilus kabalti, that he should have a chiyuv to pay even if he's not chayiv? Even if he got it, in the highest level of shmir, if you got it as a shoyl, it's not going to be mechayiv him anything because there's no tayra shmir on this. So there's no mechanism to allow his chayivus b'amira to be chal. Mashenkin, if it is something but tayra shmir, when he says that he wants to upgrade his chayiv, it's as if he said, hareinu kilus kabalti, and therefore it can work and he'll be chayiv like a shoyl. Now the Ksais in Shin Mem, Sif Cotton Aleph, towards the end of the Sif Cotton, writes another teretz to answer Taisa's kasha. Taisa again asked, why in our sugya of Tzadik Dal does say he can be masna according to B'yechanim without a ma'aseh kinyan? We say ba'ya no. Nevertheless, on Daf Nun Ches, where Shemar Sarcha is being mechayiv himself to be chayiv for the thing he's watching, for the character that he's watching, we say he needs a ma'aseh kinyan. Why don't we say ba'ya no? So the Ksais says a beautiful teretz. The Ksais says, based on the Taisa's and Ksubas that we mentioned before, the Taisa asks the kasha, why do we say that by Kedushin, if he's making a tnai, it's masna mashakos of Bateira, whereas if the Shemer Chinom is masna di Pater from Shvua, we say that it's not considered masna mashakos of Bateira? The Gemara answers, since Meikor Leshibanashe, when he started out taking the Shmira, he wasn't Meshabin himself, so therefore his Pater. As Taisus, what's the difference between that and Kedushin? By Kedushin, he also wasn't a Kedushin unless he'd be Potter from Shekhsus Vaina. So he said different Mahalchim. One of Taisus' Terutzim to explain the difference is that by Shaimrim, it's not that there is Machayev, a Shaimer, Sachar, let's say, to pay for Gneva Aveda, or a Shail to pay for Einstein. What happens is the Torah is telling us what people mean, what people are
naturally willing to accept achrayas for what they're getting. By Shail, since he's having kalanah shaloi, so he is willing to pay for einsin. Shem Sachar, who gets payment for what he's doing, he's willing to accept chivik nevaveda. If Itaka was not maskim, Itaka wasn't mishapa nafshe, so the Torah is not going to force him to accept something that he expressly stated that he's not willing to accept as a shibud. Melos has the ksais. Since the whole chiyuv, the whole shibud coming on the shemrim is because Torah yordol seif daita shel adam, the Torah is telling us, is expressing to us what people naturally, by default, are willing to accept for achrayas. So if a person wants to change that default, he wants to upgrade or downgrade his achrayas, that's fine. However, says Aksai, something that there's no achrayas at all, the Torah was mafkia the chiyav achrayas. The Torah said there's no chiyav achrayas shaymrin for avod mishtaris for karkois. In such a case, it doesn't matter what he says. He's being masal mashakos about Torah. He's going against a ptur the Torah made. We know that every shayl is willing to accept achrayas. Nevertheless, by avod mishtaris for karkois, the Torah said, even if he intended on being mischayiv, that's the default kavana of each shayl. Still, the Torah patterned him. So what's the difference if he said it expressly? I want to be Mischayev. It doesn't matter. The Torah knows you want to be Mischayev. And still, the Torah said that the Chiyuv is not Chal. Therefore, if it's something that's not B'Torah Shmira, it's a Maisa Kinyan. Mashenkein. Anything else that's B'Torah Shmira, true, the Torah gives a default level of Achrayas each person who's a Shomer is willing to take, but that the Gemara says. A person can change it around based on Taisa's Svara because the Torah doesn't really care what level of Shmira the person accepts. The Torah is just being megalot to us what the natural default level is. If somebody wants to change it, the Gemara over here says that that's not a problem, as it's not a masa mashkos of bat Torah. Now, getting back to the lashon of the Gemara, masa shemra sachal yis kishayel, we mentioned there are two girsas in the Rishayim, Rukiv Egrim Gilead Hashas brings the two girsas. If the girsas masa shemra chinam yis kishayel, so that's pashut the Tana wanted to use a bigger chiddush. Shemer chinam to be upgraded to shayil is a bigger chiddush than shemer sachar. Rekiv Eger says even according to the gerusha that says shemer sachar can be masan lias kishayil, it doesn't mean to exclude shemer chinam. In fact, there's a bigger chiddush than saying shemer sachar because you might think that melo by a shemer chinam, he's doing it. Why is he masking to be a shemer chinam? So people should know that he's a trustworthy person. But Shemer Sachar, the reason he does it is to make the money. It's not for the Hano that he gets, the Kanofa Kalei Kolo. And therefore, for the money, he's Mischayev to pay for Gneva Aveda. And that's what he's doing it for. He's doing it in order to make money. So Mela, could be this Hano is not applicable by Hano, the Kanofa Kalei Kolo. Kamash Mulan, that even a Shemer Sachar is Chayev. If he was Masnali, is Kishayel. Now really, the Hagos HaShri has a Sofik. He's Mesupik if a seicher, a shemer seicher, is mas lias kishayil, is it chal? Like Gosh Hashri's gears was clearly mas shemer chinam lias kishayil, not mas shemer seicher. And he has a suffix, what's it in by shemer seicher that was mas lias kishayil? Do we say it's only by shemer chinam, because only shemer chinam does it for the hanoah, by hanoah, the kanofik alei kolo, we don't find that by shemer seicher? Or do we say kolshkein, if a shemer seicher does it, he's mas lias kishayil, he's making money on the deal, or a seicher is getting to use the chayfetz, so kolshkein, he's going to be able to upgrade his status as shomer, not because of the svar of bahiyano, rather because he's getting paid or he's using the chayfetz that he's renting. So that goes, Hashri is masupik, if a shomer socher or a seicher can upgrade. And Kivager says, if our Gemara says shomer socher is coming to tell us the chiddush even a shomer socher, la'afuki the suffix of that goes, Hashri. It's coming to tell us that even a seicher can upgrade to tell us that's not this chiddush that a seicher and a shomer seicher can upgrade as well. Now, why would a seicher or a shomer seicher be able to upgrade? We said from the Hagos HaShri because for the Hano, not for the Hano that kanofikalei call it the Inish Mehemenhu, not because he's known as a trustworthy person. Rather, the reason he's able to upgrade is because he's getting paid for it for being a shomer seicher. Or so by the Hano that he's getting paid, he could upgrade his chiyuv of shmira, or a seicher gets to use it, and he wouldn't have rented it out to anybody else. So that hana also makes him a trustworthy person in the people's mouths. You see, Reuven rented his chayfetz to Shimon. Clearly, Reuven trusts Shimon. Shimon is obviously a trustworthy person.
Now, the Agos Hashmi doesn't say this, but you can say a Pasha Desvara, another reason, the Bayano, that Bayano, that he trusts him to wash his chayfetz, and he paid him for it. So that gives him a very good name in the street. I don't know why the Agos Hashmi doesn't say that. There's also a Svar Tse Bayano, that he's Nana, that people talk about him as a very trustworthy person. It's even worth paying for him to watch one's objects. Al Kolponim, the Agos Hashmi is Masupik, whether Hashem Masorcha can upgrade. He clearly has a gears on the Gemara that Masa Shem Echinam Li is Kishayim, not Masa Shem Masachar. It's not a Sophic by Shem Masachar. Kiveger says, even if you say the gears in our Gemara is Shem Masachar, obviously it's not Lafuki Shem Echinam. So we tell us Achilles that even Shem Masachar, for those Svaras that we mentioned earlier, is also considered a Hano. He's doing it for the Hano. Now, it's clear from the Hagos Hashri that Bahi Hano de Konofakale Kolo means the Hano that he, the Mafkid, trusts the Nifkad to watch it. And the question is that why the Shem Masachar is doing it as well? Or we'll say, no, he's only doing it in order to make money, but we don't say the Svar of Bayano applies to Shem Masachar for whatever reason. However, when we mentioned Taisus earlier in Daftun Ches, the Svar of Bayano, the Konofkale Kolo, is not for the Hano that he is Nene, that people talk about him, that he's a trustworthy Shomer. Taisus says, Bayano, the people think that he's so trustworthy that he's willing to lend his chayfetz to the Nifkad. That he's considered a shayil. People won't know that he's chayv einsin because he was massive. People think he's taka shayil. Oh, wow. Reuven lends his things to Shimon? People are going to say, obviously, Shimon's a super trustworthy person. If the Agos Hashri learned the way Taisus explained, that the Bayano doesn't mean Bayano that people trust him that he was mafkid by him. Rather, the Bayano that people think that he's a shayel, then this whole suffix of the Hagos Hashri wouldn't come into play at all. The same Bayano that people think that Shimon is a shayel applies to Shemer Chinam and Shemer Sachar alike. If the idea of Bayano is Bayano that people think is a shayel, there's no difference whether it's a Shemer Chinam or Shemer Sachar. That Hano he'll have regardless. The Hagos Hashri is clearly learning Bayano the Konofakale Kolo, the Inish Mehemen, who doesn't mean that because he's a shayel. Bayano means the Hano that people say, you see that Reuven was mafkid by Shimon, not that he made him a shayel, that Reuven was mafkid by Shimon, he trusts him to watch his chayfetz. That is enough of a reason, enough of Hano for one to be able to mischayev to be a shayel. So therefore, the Hagos Hashri says, by Shem Sachar, who says he has that Hano? He's doing it for the money, and he's not Meschayev in the Veltarain, and therefore, it shouldn't work according to one side of the Hagos Hashri. Like I said, Tzarech Iyunksas, why does Hagos Hashri not understand that he still gets a name of an Inish Mehemen, even though he's doing it to make money? And the Hagos Hashri is only sad that it should taka work, and he should be able to be Masnali as Kishayil, not because he's considered an Inish Mehemen by being a Shem Masachar, rather because he's Nene from getting the money, so it's a new Svara. He's Nene. Bayano, that he's making money on the deal, so he's Gomar, Meshabed Nafshei. L'chayra, one could say that there's a proof of trustworthiness even if somebody's a Shem Masachar. But I'll come from the you see he doesn't say that, for whatever reason. Now another two small points about this halacha before we go further. The Ksais and the Nesivas, the end of Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph, point out that if a Seicher, in middle of the time of the Schirus, tells the Masker that he's willing to upgrade to be a Shayel, in such a case, that Tanai won't have any validity, and he won't be Chayav like a Shayel. Because at that point, the Bahi Hano already happened. He had the Hano of people considering him an Ish Mehemen. They see that the masker trusts him enough to rent it to him. So therefore, since there's nothing in return for this ischaivus, this ischaivus is not going to be chal. Now, by regular Shemer Chinam, where if the mafkid wants to be cotton back, he can force the nifkat to give it back to him. So therefore, even if it happened in middle, even if he gave it to him 3 days before that, and he's made up, he's going to watch it for a week, but technically the mafkid can ask for the pikadon back. In such a case, even if the nifkad was master lias kishayel in the middle of the time of the hafkada, still it's going to be a valid tanai because the mafkid doesn't have to continue the pikodin by the nifkad. Since he could take it back, so any tanai that the shemachina makes will be valid. However, by a seicher, where when Reuven rents something to Shimon, he can't take it back the entire tkufa of the schirus. In such a case, if the seicher, let's say it's rented for 2 weeks, after the first week the seicher says he is mochan to be like a shayl, such a hischaivus will not work because there's no hano. It's the hano of the mehemenlei that he trusts him, and people are going to know that he's a trustworthy person already took place. However, l'chayra, this nekuda of the k'sais should be totally really in the machlagas b'shanim we just mentioned. If the bayano is, when he gave it to him, people are going to say, wow, you see that Reuven trusted Shimon? Obviously Shimon is a trustworthy person. So that hano taka happened. And afterwards, since Shimon won't be getting anything in return for being mischayiv, this chayivus won't work. However, according to the second Teretz and Tyson Daf Nun Ches that we mentioned, that the hano that he gets is the hano that people say, wow, you see, he even lent it to Shimon. Reuven trusts Shimon so much that he is willing to make him a shayel, so that hano can happen even in the middle of the tkufa during the period of the Schiras. Because now people are going to see that his chayiv is a shayel, they're going to think that Shimon Taka is a shayel, and is that much more trustworthy. Although it was based on his tanai, nevertheless, since people are not going to know that, they're going to think that he, in fact, is a shayel, that's a hano. According to that mahalach, in the hano that the Gemara is talking about, l'chayra, it should work even in the middle of the period of the Schiras. And one more point, l'gabe this inyan, Kyager in Simon Rish Sadikal Sichav Zayin discusses a case where the Shayel was Shayel B'Bailam. Like the Mishnah says in the bottom of the Amud, that if somebody borrows something and the Mashal is working for the Shayel B'Shasa Shailo, the Shayel is entirely Potter from all Chiyuvei Shmira. He doesn't have to swear, he doesn't have to pay. So Kager deals with a case where the shayel said, I'm accepting upon myself the chiyuvim of a shayel, not shmir b'bailam. Real tak have to pay. Does that his chayvus need a kinyan, or is that enough b'amir b'alam? So Hager says that according to both Terutzim and Taisus, in Daf Nun Ches that we mentioned earlier, Taisus has to steer over there, you need a ma'aseh kinyan on Daf Nun Ches in order to be mischayiv amir b'alam, just by saying it is not enough. Whereas over here it says, Masna Shemachinam Lias Keshayel, just by saying it, he doesn't need a Maisa Kenya, according to Rabbi Yechonon. Taisus gives two Terutzim, as we said. Taisus says, either the Eschaivus, by just saying it, only works if there's already some Chivi Shmira. So then he can transfer to a different getter of Shmira, to a higher level. But if there's no Chivi Shmira, there's no Tashlum, and there's no Shua at all, he cannot upgrade his level of Shmira just by saying it. According to Taisus' second Teretz, we only say the upgrade works when he accepts the chiyuvim of a shayel. So therefore, by here I know that people say, wow, look, Reuven lent his chayfas to Shimon. That's a tremendous hano for Shimon to receive, and therefore he can mischayev amir ba'alma in reciprocation. However, if he doesn't get that hano that people say, look, he's so trustworthy, Reuven was willing to lend his object to Shimon, then it needs a ma'isa kinyan. Says Rabbi Kiveger, according to both Terutzim, in a case where the shayel is doing shayel b'bailam and he's mischayev b'peh, b'amir b'alma, just by saying, without a ma'isa kinyan, that he's going to, yes, accept chiyuvei shmir, chiyuvei shayel on himself, that his chayvus will not work, it needs a ma'isa kinyan. According to his first Teretz, it's because his chayvus b'amir, by just saying it, only worked when there are some chiyuvei shmira. By shayel b'bailam there are no chiyuvei shmira whatsoever. Therefore, he's being mechadish chiyuvei shmira entirely. In such a case, he needs a ma'aseh kinyan. It's not enough to do it b'peh. Just like by karka, one cannot be mischayev b'peh. He needs a ma'aseh kinyan because there's no chiyuvei shmira b'chol on karka, according to Taisus' first teretz. According to Taisus' second teretz, that the reason is chayvus b'amira b'alma, by just saying it works, because he's receiving the hanoah that people think he's trustworthy, as he was able to get a loan from Reuven, and for that he reciprocates with a hischaivus bayano that he gets a coil that he's a trustworthy person. Over here, he borrowed it anyways. He was lending it to him regardless. There was no tesefis, there was nothing added on. He didn't get any more hano by accepting a chiyuve achrayis. He got the hano regardless by borrowing it, even though he'd be potter. So what's he gaining by accepting achrayis of shailah, even though Shmir Mabailim, he got the hano of being a trustworthy person even before he accepted that achrayis. Therefore, according to Taisus the second heretz as well, the chayvus to pay like a regular shayl, when it's a case of shayl of Abaylam, will not be chal, will not be valid as well, unless there's a kinyan. However, Kivagir says, in a case where the person who's receiving the pikodin is a shaymer chinam or a shaymer sachar, and it's Abaylam, again, the halachas is potter from everything. Nevertheless, in such a case where he accepted on himself to be mischayv ba'ainsin, the Rebbe Kivagir says, it'll be a difference between the two terutzim. Taisus. According to Taisus' first teretz, that a person doesn't need a kinyan when there are some chiyuv shmira. In this case, there's no chiyuv shmira. By shmira b'baylam, by a shemer chinam or a shemer sachar, there's no chiyuv shmira. Therefore, by accepting upon himself a chrayas like a shayel, it won't work without a ma'aseh kinyan, just like karka. However, according to Taisus' second teretz, that the reason this chayvus works over here is because when he accepts the chrayas of a shayel, what happens is people think he's a shayel, and he gets a name as a person who's trustworthy, and therefore he's mischayev to pay taka for chiyuvei einsin, for that hano, it's reciprocation. Over here, in the case of Shmir Bebailim, where the Shemir Chinam is a Shemir Chinam Bebailim, he should be potter, but he gets for his ischayevus to pay like a shayel, he gets the koil, he gets his name out, that he's a trustworthy person, he takas nana. And therefore, the hischayvus does work, and even though Shmir Bebailim, still, since he gets the hanov, nafik koil, is an inish mehemin, is a trustworthy person, Hitak will have to pay, as this hischayvus works, even without a ma'aseh kinyan. Now, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the last line of the Mishnah, kol she'eshlo l'kaima b'soifa v'islim v'metchilosei t'nai kaim. Any t'nai that it's possible to do, it's possible to keep, it's considered a proper t'nai, and if it's a t'nai that one cannot be mekayim at all, then the t'nai is bottle. The Gemara says, "Amar tavlo maram zudiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema." That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema holds, but the Chum hold, a person makes a t'nai that's impossible for him to mekayim. Nevertheless, the t'nai is valid. As the Gemara brings machlekes t'naim, and a b'raisa, if a man tells his wife, "Hariza gite chalmanash teler kia," according to the Chachamim, even though it's an impossible t'nai to be mekayim, nevertheless, the get will not be chal unless she's mekayim the t'nai. According to Yudin Taima, the t'nai is not valid and the get is chal. The Gemara says afterwards, the halacha is that a t'nai that's not possible to be mekayim is not chal. Now, the Ritva is bothered by the fact that we pass on here like Rabbi Yudin Taima, that it has to be a t'nai shef shel kaim. However, Gami, the other halachas of Mishpatei Tanoim, the Ritva brings, that we don't pass like Rav Meir. It's machlokes or shayim had a paskin exactly. It's a complicated sugya. But the Ritva Kopanim holds that we don't pass like Rav Meir. We don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. You don't need Tanai Kofel. You don't need Hein Kodim Olav. Yet here the Gemara clearly passes like Rav Meir, that has to be a Tanai Shef Shel Kaim. So the Ritva says that the reason you need Tanai Shef Shel Kaim, that's not totally in the shiloh of whether we learn all the different tikdukim from Bnei Goda Bnei Ruin. The reason you need a t'nai shef shel kaima, because if it's not, it's considered he's mafligo bedvarim, he's stam saying things without meaning it seriously. It's just silly talk, and therefore it doesn't have the halach of a t'nai. The Ritva brings a raya from the fact that in Ksubas the Gemara says that a t'nai that you can't be mekayim through a shliach, the person makes a t'nai on something that he can't do through a shliach. Chalitza is something a person can't do through a shliach, he has to do it himself. He can't make a t'nai in chalitza. That, the Gemara says, according to everybody, not only according to a mayor. Why, we only learn all the different tikdukim of Mishpatei Tanoim from Bnei Goda Bnei Reuven according to a mayor. According to the Chum, you don't need t'nai kofel. Says the Ritzah, no. The Ritzah Svara also. If a Maisa is not a Maisa that one can do through a Shliach, then he's not such a Bailam over this act. He can't make Tanoim. If he has such a Kayach in this act that he can do through a Shliach, then he can also make a Tanoim as well. That's a Svara, and therefore, Halacha is that a person can't make a Tanoim on something that he can't make a Shliach to do. And that's the Kuliyam. Even though the Gemara says we learn from Negar of Meiruba, and the Ritva says the Ikur Tam is it's a svara, it's something that makes sense. That's why we'll extrapolate that from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. Therefore, the same idea by Tanai, She'ir Shalakaimoi, it's not going to be considered a Tanai according to everybody, even according to the Chum that argue in Reb Meir, and hold, you don't need a Tanai Kofel, you don't need Hein Koidim Lav, but this we do extrapolate from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, because it's something that's mustaber. If a person was master something that can't be done even theoretically, it's not said obviously in seriousness, and therefore the Tanai is batal. Let's move on to Perek Hashayel. The Mishnah says, Hashayel Saparo Vashal Baila Ima. Any case where there's Shmir of a Bailim, the halacha is that the Shayel is Potter. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, Shayel Baila Ima? How could he borrow the Bailim simultaneously with the Paro? The second the Bailim says, I'm willing to work for you, it becomes Bailavimoi, but the Shail doesn't happen until there's a Mashiach. So the Gemara answers either the Paras and the Chatzar of the Shail, so there's no Chisar and a Mashiach, it happens simultaneously, when he says, Hare Yani Parasi Shulam Lecha, or the Gemara answers different Teretz, he said clearly that he shouldn't lend his goof until the Mashiach of the Paro. Al Kolpanim, the Gemara L'chaira states clearly that when the Bailam says, I'm willing to work for you, I'm lending myself to you to do work, that's considered enough of a Bailavimoy to patra the Shail, even though he's not actually doing any Melacha. Asks Taisvis, there's a Gemara on Daf Tzadik Zayin that says different people who work for the Bnei Ha'ir, while they're working, it's considered a Shail of Bailam. While they're not working, even though they're in the employ of the Bnei Ha'ir, it's still not considered a Shail of Bailam. Over here, you see, even though he's not working, when he says he's going to work for him, that's going to be enough. Chayr Tastir. So Tosfos answers that to make a Shail of Bailam, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Bailam are working for the Shail. However, it does mean that they're going there or they're preparing themselves to go, that's also considered Shail of a Bailam. But if they're not doing anything for the Shail at that point, even though technically they're in the employ of the Shail still, if they're not doing something or at least preparing themselves or walking towards the workplace, that's going to not be considered a Shail of a Bailam. Therefore, Tosfos holds clearly that just because somebody said he's going to do the work, if he's not preparing, if he's not on the way, he's not starting to go, that definitely is not going to be considered Shailu Abailam. Now that's Tosfos over here. However, the Tosfos in Cheskas, in Daf Mem Gimel, the Chayr says differently than Tosfos over here. Tosfos in Cheskas asks a question on the Gemara. The Gemara over there says, if Reuben tells Shimon, Shmar li v'eshmar l'cha, watch the chayfets for me and I'll watch the chayfets for you, it's considered that each one is a Shomer Sachar. The Gemara asks, why does each one have them a Shomer Sachar? It should be Shmir B'Bailam, as each one is Mishchayev to work for the other. So the Gemara answers, Amar Papa Da'amar Lei Shmar Lei Yem Eshmar L'Chol L'Machar. Reuben tells Shimon, watch my Chayfetz today. And Shimon tells Reuben, you watch my Chayfetz tomorrow, so therefore it's not considered Shmir B'Bailam, because they're not working simultaneously. Asks Taisus, what do you mean? Our Gemara says that Amira really is enough. Since he said he's going to watch it, that L'chayra is enough to make it Shmir B'Bailam. So Tosfos answers, we only say that it's considered Shmir B'Bailam by Amira just by saying, that's only when they said they're going to do the Melacha immediately. But if Shimon says, I'm going to watch your Chayfetz tomorrow, even though he said now that he's going to do Melacha for him, that's not considered that he's in Reuven's employ until the next day, and therefore it's not going to be considered Shmir B'Bailam. Now really, Tosfos and Cheskas could have answered what Tosfos says over here, that it's not considered Shmir B'Bailam just by saying he's going to work. He has to start preparing himself to do the work. He has to be on the way or get involved in the work. Just by saying it is not enough. Tosfos doesn't answer that over there. The Shach understands that there's really a machlokes between the two Tosfos. Tosfos over here needs achon in order to be considered Shmir Rabbi, unless be some sort of a preparation, not just by saying it. According to this over there, by saying that he'll work for the mashal is enough to make it Shmir Rabbi. However, it just has to be that he's saying he's going to do the work immediately. If there's any time lapse in between, then it's not going to be considered Shmir Rabbi. So it'll come out really a machlaikis la'alocha between these two tesis. And what happens if Reuven lends something to Shimon, and Reuven says at the same time, I'm going to go do work for you, but he's not involved in the hachana, he's not going there, he just said it. According to Tesis over here, it's not going to be considered Shmir Abaylam. According to Tesis in Cheskas, it will be considered Shmir Abaylam, because if he says he's going to do it immediately, that already is considered that Reuven's in Shimon's employ. However, the Nesivis does not learn that Tesis in Cheskas disagrees with Tesis over here. Because what's Tesis and Cheskas going to do with Tesis Kash over here? Tesis proved that it has to be that he's doing something towards the Malacha. Because we see that by the Shasla and the Tavcha of the Bnei Yair, while they're not doing any work, they're not considered Shmir Bailam, even though they're clearly more than as if they said they're going to do the work for the Bnei Yair. They're Taka and the Bnei Yair is employed. They're just grata right now, not doing any Malacha. Still, they're not considered Shmir Bailam. So, the Nesivus understands that Tosfos over here is Mokroch. It has to be that while they're not doing anything, they're not going to be considered Shmir Rabbeinu. It's just Tosfos over there in Cheskas adds on to Tosfos' Tanai over here. Tosfos over here says it has to be that they're doing something. Tosfos in Cheskas says a bigger Chiddush, that not only is it that they have to do something, even if they're involved in the preparation, but if it's going to be in a while, it's not going to be done immediately afterwards, it's still not going to be Shmir Rabbeinu. According to Tosfos and Cheskas, even if they said they're going to do malacha for the shayel in 2 hours, and they're starting to appear already, nevertheless, since it's in a while afterwards, it's not immediately afterwards, even if there's a hachana, they're going there, it's not going to be considered Shmir Mabayla. Now, getting back to the Gemara on Beis brings the Mishnah earlier in the fourth perek. It says, Arba Shaimrim, therefore Shaimrim, Shamachinam, Shayl, Shamer Socher, and a Saicher. It says Shamachinam Nishbal Akoil. Shamachinam swears for everything, he's potter from everything. So he just swears to potter himself. Vashayl Mashalam is Akoil, Shayl pays for everything. Now, when it says that Shamachinam is Nishbal Akoil and he's potter, he swears it was stolen, he swears it was nanas, he swears it was lost. He's going to be potter because Hashem Echinim is potter on everything except Pshia. So Taisus is bothered. Why does Hashem Echinim is Nishbal? It's not Nishbal on everything. On Pshia, he's going to be Chayiv. So he's not going to be Nishbal. He'll have to pay. So Taisus says, L'choshu Pshia. The Tana doesn't mention that Hashem Echinim has to pay for Pshia. The Baha Kulu Chayav. There, everybody has to pay for Pshia. So there's nothing special about Hashem Echinim paying for Pshia. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Taisus points out also, why does Shail pays for everything? Shail doesn't pay for Meis Machas Malacha. So Taisa says, when it says that Shail pays for everything, it means everything that says in the parasha, which is Pshia, Gneva Aveda, and Ainsim. That's Taisa. However, according to the Rambam, we really can answer what's bothering Taisa in a different way. Taisa again asked, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that Shamechinim pays for Pshia? According to the Rambam, it could be that the reason the Mishnah didn't mention it is because, just like the Rambam says, that although a shomer on avodim, shtaris, karkois, there's no chiyuv shmira, nevertheless, if somebody is pesheya, he will be chayim. And the Rambam explains, because pshia is like a mazik. It's not a regular chiyuv shomer, it's comparable to a mazik, and therefore he's chayim. If that's the case, so it makes very good sense why the Mishnah didn't say, shemachinim is chayim and pshia. It's a regular halacha of nezikin. The Mishnah is just telling us all the halachas of Shomrim. But since Pesheya is considered a mazik, the Mishnah is going to tell us that a Shomer Chinam pays for being a mazik. So that's a davar pasha. However, even if we're learning like the Rambam, Pesheya is not a regular form of mazik. It's a mazik of Shomrim. If somebody never accepted a Chayei Shmira, he's not going to be considered a mazik if he's Pesheya. It's a halacha of mazik by Shomrim, but al-kulpanim, it could be the Rambam would answer Taisa's kasha, since it's not a regular halacha of Shomrim, there's a element of mazik there, therefore the Mishnah didn't mention that Shomer Chinam is chayiv, as it's really a chiyuv of mazik and not only a chiyuv al tashomer. Now, one more point towards the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, Teda, the shayel kol anosh, alay shayel, the entire anosh is his. V'ein mashalim ala keren, you see that he pays keren by gneva, and he doesn't get to kefil by tantanas ganev, as he's chayv immediately by when he says there was a gneva. So we see that's a chaymer, so therefore we're going to say that's by shaymer sachar and not by shaymer chinam, and therefore the second parasha is shaymer sachar. The Gemara asks, v'hashayel kol anosh alay, by a shayel, we consider the entire anoa his. He has to feed the animal that he borrowed. So the Gemara says, the kaim b'agam, it's standing in an agam, so he doesn't have to feed us. The Gemara asks, b'bay natira, you have to watch it. The Gemara says, b'nat ramata, it's talking about somebody else watching it anyways. That's one teretz. And the second teretz, the Gemara says, yivay sa'im o'loy teima kol anoa shaloy leim o'rayv anoa shaloy. Say that rayv the anoa, it doesn't have to be that a shayl is chomer because the entire anoa is, it could be as long as he has rayv the anoa, that's enough. Now, there's an afkam between these two terutzim. The Machne Ephraim and Hilchos Shailo Pikodin, Simon Gimel, brings a tshuva saran. Reuven lent his sefer to Shimon, and it was nanas from Shimon. The question is, does Shimon have to pay for it? Why not? Because normally we say it has to be kol hanoa shaloy of the shayil. And over here, the mashal is nana also. Because when he was bringing the sefer to Shimon, he was doing a mitzvah. Now, Isaac mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, and therefore, prutah of Yosef will apply here. If Anani came to ask him for tzedakah at that point, while Reuven was busy lending the sefer to Shimon, he'd be patur. So he gained from it also. So therefore, it's not considered kol anah shalai of Shimon. And therefore, Shimon l'chayr shouldn't be chayiv in Einzin. That's how the Ran writes in the Tshuva. However, the Machne Ephraim has a very hard time accepting that. Machne Ephraim says that even if we're going to grant the Ran that he's considered Isaac Mitzvah when he's lending the Sefer, still, it doesn't need Kol Ano Asheloi. The Machne Ephraim says, according to the Gemara's Teretz of Reiv Ano Asheloi, it's enough that Reiv Ano belongs to the Shail, even if the Mashal does gain something, he does gain Prutah of Yosef, still it's not going to take away from the Chi of Shiloh, just like the Gemara says, that if he pays for Nezainus and he pays for Natira, for Shmira, that won't take away from his status of a shayil, and therefore the Machne Ephraim understands that the shayil will be considered a regular shayil and he'll be chayiv ba'inza. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the beginning of Simon Shin Mem, brings a Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Nedarim that holds that if somebody borrowed a shayfer from his friend and it was nenas, since mitzvah slav lohanis netnu, it's not considered hanah shaloi, and therefore he'll be potter from ainsa. The Machne Ephraim says, don't compare this to Sefer. By Sefer, since people rent Svarim, I guess in those days the Derech was to rent Svarim, so even if it's Lav Lohanis Nenu, it's for a mitzvah and there's no Hanoas mitzvah, but still, the Mashal is giving Hanoah to the Shayil that he doesn't have to pay rent for it. But by Sefer, people don't rent Sefers, they're just lent from one person to the other. So therefore, there's no hana other than the hana of the mitzvah, mitzvah of lohanus nenu, therefore it's not considered hana shaloi. And therefore, if somebody borrowed a shayfer or another chefetz shal mitzvah that people don't pay rent for, in such a case, if it's nenas, the shayol will be potter because it's not considered hana shaloi, it's mitzvah slav lohanus nenu.